Help all kids learn and grow with PBS Kids. Thank you for supporting your PBS station.
Twice as high. Take a look, it's in a book. A reading rainbow. I can go anywhere. Friends to know and ways to grow. A reading rainbow. I can be anything. Take a look, it's in.
Want to know something cool? I'm walking along First Avenue in New York City, but I'm not actually in the United States. That's because this whole area is what's called an international zone, a place that belongs to all countries. It's the headquarters for the United Nations, a place where people come from all over to discuss the world's problems and try to solve them. Take a look at these flags. They represent hundreds of countries from all over the world. Everywhere from Afghanistan and Albania to Zambia and Zimbabwe. But no matter where we live, and no matter what our differences, there's a place where we can always come together and talk, and that's the United Nations. This is the one place on Earth that belongs to everyone.
Every country sends representatives here. They're called delegates.
We should ensure that the protection and well-being is placed on
the delegates discuss problems that are affecting people around the world.
Peace.
We come before the General Assembly.
Once these issues are identified, the United Nations takes action.
Council.
They fly in peacekeepers. They provide food for the hungry and send medical care to the most remote places. Many of these efforts are begun right here at UN headquarters.
Not just their right to survival, protection, and development, but a stake in the future of the world.
And adults aren't the only ones involved at the UN. On special occasions, kids can participate too.
We would like to welcome you all to New York and to the special session on children. Welcome.
This meeting has been organized for kids so that they can discuss issues that are important to them.
From Liberia.
What we need from you is your help.
I would like to thank you for making time to talk to us.
Mr. Nelson Mandela, thank you.
Many of these kids have already made a big impact on the world.
One group called Kids Can Free the Children was founded by Craig Kielberger, a teenager from Toronto. Craig started helping other kids when he was only 12 years old, and he's still going strong.
I got the agenda right here.
Kids Can Free the Children is not like other groups. We're not in some big office tower with a lot of stuffy people who wear suits and ties. We're kids.
The organization's goal is to help kids in trouble around the world.
Okay, we've got pens.
Yes. Awesome.
So what do you have?
Okay, I've got some more toys here.
Toys? Awesome.
We come, and sometimes on Saturday afternoons or after school, we'll sit around and we'll plan actions and we'll dream up new ideas how we can help other kids.
What do you have?
Shoes.
Awesome.
Right now, they're getting ready for a trip to a village in Nicaragua. The children there live in very poor conditions, so the group is bringing them much-needed supplies.
From across the United States, young people have collected pencils and papers and rulers and erasers and soap and wash towels and toothbrush and nail clippers, and they put together school kits and health kits. And they send them to us, and then we send them to children who need them.
Jason has been helping out since he was 11.
In many countries, children are not allowed to go to school. They are kicked out of school if they do not have the proper supplies. And, you know, here we take for granted that we have a pencil when we go to school, that we have that notebook. But for many of these children, they can't afford that few dollars to buy kits because their family needs it for food and other things to keep them living.
Wow. And the pictures from the school in Ecuador have also arrived.
We actually bring groups from the United States and from other countries to help actually build a classroom in another country where these kids can go to school.
Welcome to our meeting. I hope everyone's doing well. We got a good turnout today.
And that's what they have planned for Nicaragua.
To talk about a lot of stuff.
They will travel to a remote village to deliver the supplies and to help build an addition onto the schoolhouse. A trip like this is unforgettable for kids like Jordana.
It just changes your life, makes a difference. You can make a difference in the whole world from one trip. It's empowering youth to say, you know what, it's not only an adult's world, you can make a difference. And it's also making a difference in the lives of the children we are helping.
Even bowling is put to good use. While they're having a good time, their bowl-a-thons raise money for the projects that they've planned.
Thanks to the action of kids, over 15,000 children who before couldn't go to school now can learn to read and write.
The work of these children has also inspired other children. Boys and girls from dozens of countries have started local chapters of Kids Can Free the Children so that any child who wants to help can pitch in. Craig's simple idea has blossomed into an organization that has really made a difference.
We just wanted to help, and more people got involved, and now it's begun to spread all around the world. We have over 100,000 members in 35 countries who are now involved in our actions.
It's just given me that knowledge that I can make a difference, I can change the world.
The volunteers from Kids Can Free the Children are doing what anyone would do when a neighbor is in trouble. But these kids go a little further when they lend a hand, and sometimes it can turn into a real adventure.
Good morning!
Morning! Who are you?
This is part of the team that's flying to Nicaragua.
Yay, how cold is it, Aaron?
It's really cold.
They brought all the necessary supplies and some video cameras to document their journey.
All right. How cold is it out?
Really cold.
Okay.
This is a video journal of their trip as told by team member Kim Lewis.
Hi. Tell me your name.
This was the beginning of an incredible trip. We flew to the snow and ice of Toronto, Canada, to the steaming hills of Nicaragua.
Ready for 5 days with no shower, no electricity?
We don't need showers, I mean, we've all been to camp.
We are heading to Ocote Dudu, where we will spend the next 4 days. There will be 5 of us traveling by mule now, and then there will be 5 more traveling in about an hour.
I've never been on a horse before, or mule for that matter, so I'm really freaked out, I don't know what to do.
It was an interesting hike for us because we had been told it was going to be physically challenging, but we had no idea that it was going to be 5 hours, 8 kilometers up and down 7 or 8 mountains.
How you feel? How's it going?
Cool.
Yeah?
Yeah, man.
Pretty
cool.
Yeah, pretty high up.
The second group, we only had 2 mules, so a lot of us had to walk a lot of the way.
Here's what we're hiking up. It's full of bumps and little hills, and definitely going to be an interesting hike.
Because I don't want to get that waterfall.
Ocote Dudu had no electricity and had a school and a medical clinic and a church. And everyone else who lived around it lived anywhere from like 10 minutes down the road to 3 hours away.
So is this still all her land?
We went to visit some homes of community members, and that was a really big learning experience.
We're getting a tour of the home here.
And they didn't have a lot of food, they didn't have a lot of clothes, and they didn't have a lot of toys, they didn't have a lot of anything.
La escuela.
Stephanie speaks Spanish very well. She found out that our new friends were very excited that we'd come to make the school bigger.
He said that they really appreciate our help, very much so, especially since they have children who go there.
they really needed help with it, and especially since they're going to have even more children going there, they really appreciate our help.
Here's a school that they had in Ocote Dudu. It was one room, and we taught in it for a few hours one day. We taught them English. We taught body parts and animals and numbers.
What is this?
La boca.
Y en inglés, la boca es mouth. Tenemos que repetirlo. Mouth.
And we played head and shoulders, knees and toes with them. School. This was an adventure all by itself. The supplies got there ahead of us, and now it was up to us to complete the job. It would have taken them weeks to finish what we had done together in days.
That is the school so far, and we managed to build all that in one day, which I think is pretty good. Okay, what are we gonna do now?
Paint the school yellow.
We were given some yellow paint to paint the bottom of the school with. It was just so much fun to help out, yet still get covered in paint.
We are having so much fun right now.
A really special moment for all of us was when the school was reopened with the second room, and everyone came. All the families who were 2 or 3 hours away came, and then Siobhan got to cut the ribbon, and the school was reopened. The community was now changed because twice the amount of kids could have an education. And they were just so thankful. They made signs and they read poems and they had dances. We all just got up and danced.
Like that, yeah.
Once the school was finished, we handed out health kits and school supplies that we had put together back in Toronto. We watched the children's faces light up as we gave them the kits. They were so happy to get basic supplies that they use every day. And it was old school supplies that kids back home had collected and packed up. And when we left, we felt like we had done so much. I don't just feel like I met neighbors, I met friends, and I met brothers and sisters.
They're really shy though. They don't see a lot of people in the long way. Bueno!
It wasn't just a, oh, hi neighbor, how are you doing? It was, I'm gonna miss you, and we have a bond that no one can ever break because what I've learned from you and what you've learned from me are things that I'll never forget and I'll always take with me wherever I go.
When people join together, they begin to sow seeds of peace, and that's what this bell represents. It's called the Japanese Peace Bell, and was made entirely from coins that were donated by children from 60 different countries. The coins were then melted and formed into the shape of the bell. Every boy or girl who gave even a penny put a little piece of themselves into every contribution, making a difference. And so can you. You may not be able to fly to the other side of the world, but you can always pitch in. And when you do, you give a little part of yourself to the world around you.
At this local animal shelter, there are plenty of things that kids can do to help. Catherine Shelp is an adult volunteer who also supervises the kids.
We have
a trail that runs through the county park that we're in, and we had the children go out and help us clean the trail today. We keep it open so that people can come and enjoy the park.
They also have feeding stations for the birds that the children can fill to encourage the birds to stay around.
We have to cut it up very small. The birds that we're feeding are very small birds.
In the kitchen, fresh food is prepared for the animals that are recovering from injuries. The birds really appreciate a homemade meal.
Make sure you put them down in a different spot. I do look forward to having the children come and volunteer. Thank you for helping with the turtles. You did a very good job.
These kids looked in their kitchen cabinets and found something very valuable. Extra food for the homeless shelter. They boxed it and bagged it and brought it down.
What do you have today? Okay, we have milk, baby use, crackers. Okay. You got Jello? Okay. Thank you very much. Okay.
Hello.
My name is Jennifer Castillo. Where are you from?
I raised up on a big farm.
Older people who can't live with their own families anymore look forward to the company of friends.
Where you live.
This group of young volunteers visits with their elderly neighbors once a week. Together, they share stories, play games, and learn new things about each other. You don't need to be a part of an organization to help out. Monica is collecting food from her neighbors.
Hi, I'm collecting food for the hungry.
Oh, that's right, I got your flyer. Hold on, I have some cans for you.
Okay.
She plans to pack up the donations and send them to hungry children overseas.
There you go.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a nice day.
When you volunteer, everyone benefits.
Maybe you want to make your neighborhood a more attractive place to live, or even more environmentally sound. Or maybe you want to help a neighbor in another part of the world who might need food or clothing. But how do you get started? Where do you go for guidance? Well, if you're hungry to help, there's always a place that will give you plenty of food for thought, your local library. But you don't have to take my word for it. Take his.
So, you're trying to dig up some good ideas? Maybe you're stuck on what to do, how to move forward? Well, take it from me, Kashif. This is the place that you gotta be. The library. Why? First, they have some very fine hardware, like these computers. And what do these do? Get you on the net to some great sites. You can surf up to Reading Rainbow's website. All you have to do is go to pbskids.org and click on Reading Rainbow. This is the digital stop for all the best books and cool info. Just about any topic you want to read about is right here. It also has lots of games and other activities. And while you're clicking, check out other sites like cyberschoolbus at un.org. And more cool sites at pbskids.org. Finally, you don't go to the library, especially the New York Public Library, and walk by these without stopping. Books are the best way to dive in deep and come up with gold. Here's a little something from Craig Kielberger. This workbook, Take Action, just hands you hundreds of ideas on how to help others. Like where to start and how to raise money for a cause. You might want a grown-up to help you read through it, but these gems make this book a treasure. Here's another good one, Whoever You Are. I mean, the name of the book is Whoever You Are. It's got a whole lot of style. The illustrations do a great job of showing how diverse our world really is. This book packs some emotional punch. So, Let's review. Need info? Fly to the library. You want it fast and flashy? Go digital. Like it full flavored? Hit the books. Whatever. It's all right here. The library.
Isn't this a beautiful mosaic? This is an art exhibit here at the UN, and it's called The Amazed World. These walls are made up of all kinds of tiles, and if you look close enough, you'll see that each one is unique, created by a different boy or girl from around the world. That's the way the Earth is. It's made up of millions and millions of people, no two being alike. And no matter how different we are, we all live on the same planet and share the same home. That's what this book is about. It's called Our Big Home, an Earth Poem.
Our Big Home, an Earth Poem. By Linda Glazier. Art by Alyssa Clevin. Read by Naomi Judd. We all live here. People, ants, elephants, trees, lizards, lichens, turtles, bees. We all share the same big home. We share the water. We splash and slosh and swim in water. And of course, we all drink water. Whales, dolphins, manatees, penguins, palm trees, you and me. We all share the water here on Earth, our big blue home. Rain slides down my nose and trickles in between my toes. Rain cleans the whole world. It waters forests of giant trees and wakes up life in tiny seas. It brings fresh water to you and me. We all share the rain here on Earth, our green growing home. The sun warms us all around the world. Sunflowers, sparrows, apple trees, foxes, ferns, and you and me. Warm fingers and toes, warm roots and leaves. We all share the sun here on Earth, our big sun-warmed home. And there's dirt all around our Earth, our ground, soil where seeds wait, and where trees are born, where earthworms live, and rabbits dig. Earth that holds life, dirt that feels good under my feet. We all share the soil here on Earth, our big life-holding home. And there's air everywhere, far, far away and right next door. We all breathe the Earth's air. Doesn't it feel good to breathe? People, lizards, ladybugs, oak trees, sweet peas, even weeds. We all share the air here on Earth, our big fresh air home. Wind whooshes and whirls and sweeps and swirls. It stirs the grass and shakes the trees. It carries rain and spreads new seeds. It brings fresh air. It blows kids' hair. All around the world, wind touches us all here on Earth, our big whirling home. The night when stars sparkle in the deep, endless deep. The hush time when we sink into sleep. When night animals roam and night flowers bloom. We all have a time of darkness here on Earth, are home under the big blanket of night. When I stretch or dance or hop or laugh, when I leap in the air or lay in the grass, I feel alive. We all have that aliveness. Trees, frogs, bees, grass, spiders, snakes, earthworms, bats. We all share life, every one of us, here on Earth, our big life-giving home. We share air, water, soil, sky, sun, rain, and being alive. And we all share one home here on Earth, one precious living home.
Do you know why I love visiting the United Nations? It's because it reminds me that even though we're different, we all share a giant neighborhood called the Earth. After all, this is our big home, and it's the only one we've got. I'll see you next time.
Today's Reading Rainbow Books are Our Big Home, an Earth poem, written by Linda Glazer, illustrated by Alyssa Clevin, published by the Millbrook Press. Take Action, a Guide to Active Citizenship, written by Mark Kielberger and Craig Kielberger, copyright 2002 by Gage Learning Corporation, published in the United States by John Wiley & Sons, Incorporated. Whoever You Are, written by Mem Fox, illustrated by Leslie Staub, published by Voyager Books, a trademark of Harcourt.